teachers, and we have quite a few guests with us tonight, including the rest of the kindergarten team, Bonnie Bonzer, Trisha Butler, Amy Ward, Nicolette Harmon. We also have Mrs. Fillo, our principal, Mrs. Ansel, our assistant principal, as well as our school nurse, Tammy Robb, Sadie Russell, our community liaison, Lauren Stewart, who scheduled tonight's event, of course. We also have some other teachers joining us, Katie Vosberg. We have a parent who is very generously coming tonight to share her perspective. So Valerie, thank you again for that. As well as several other returning parents and some new parents. So everybody, welcome. A couple of housekeeping things. If you didn't already, I would suggest stopping your video just for privacy issues. We're going to be recording tonight's event so that people who aren't able to tune in will have access to that because we put it on our website. Also, if you don't mind muting your mic, we will have a chance for you to submit questions through the chat. And Sadie Russell is going to be monitoring that. And so when we're done presenting, she'll ask those questions for us, and we'll try to do our best to answer all of those. But we are going to go over quite a few pieces of information to help you feel more comfortable about what's going to be happening in the next few months. So feel free to take notes. And like I said, jot down some questions in the chat. And our emails will be in the slides as well. So if you have questions after tonight, we're here for you to answer those and just help you to feel ready for the fall. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and get started with our presentation. And first up is going to be Bonnie Bonzer.
Hi, good evening. I hope y'all are doing well. I know this is kind of a interesting format, but I'm glad you could join us. You might have a question about whether your child is ready for kindergarten. Kindergarten today is not the same kind of kindergarten that we went to when we were younger. It's very rigorous. It's not often that you hear the word rigorous in kindergarten in the same sentence, unless you're talking about playing or napping. But that is a fact of today's education, that we are engaged always in very rigorous instruction and learning. Sorry, my family just got home. So if your child can follow simple directions, they're ready for kindergarten. We are always moving around. We're always going from one thing to another. We need the kids to be able to listen and follow directions and go with us. So being able to follow directions is really important. Otherwise, they'll be frustrated. We need them to be able to advocate for their own needs. We often have kids who will accidentally bring their afternoon snack to the lunchroom, and they will eat their afternoon snack for lunch, or they might look in their snack box and see that it's empty, and they'll sit there with no food. And that's not good for them, and we certainly don't want that for them to be hungry, but a lot of times they won't even tell us that there's a problem. So being able to advocate for your own needs and tell a grown-up if there's a problem. Potty training. Your child, are they potty trained? They need to be potty trained, because they're going to go into the bathroom independently, and they're going to wipe themselves independently and come out hands washed independently. Let's cross our fingers on that one. We are always transitioning from different types of instruction at the desks or the tables, instruction on the floor. We do movement activities that correspond with our learning. But your child really needs to be able to sit for at least 10 minutes to be able to listen to parts of a lesson. If your child can't sit for 10 minutes, start working on that one, because that's a really high need. They need to be able to sit and listen to a teacher teach. Be able to manage their snacks and their lunch independently. So they will have scissors at their table. They will not have scissors at the lunch table. So being able to manage and kind of be in charge of their own lunch, probably not something you guys do very often, because you're their parents and you take care of them. But there are a few adults, maybe four with 100 kids in the lunchroom. So being able to open their lunchbox, get out their food and be able to eat their food, that is something that we're gonna need to be able to be doing independently. We don't have any nap and we don't have any rest time. We are busy learning. We have so much to do. So, you know, consider that when you're trying to decide if your child is ready for kindergarten. We have to manage our emotions when we don't get what we want. If the teacher's in charge of 20 to 25 children, we can't just be throwing a fit if we don't get what we want. So managing our emotions, and of course we have a wonderful guidance counselor who teaches lessons on these things that help us manage our big emotions. But emotional regulation is a sign of readiness. Can your child stay with our class? That's really important. When we're on the playground, they need to know that they're not going to wander off and go through gates, that they're going to stay with the children. When we're in class, they stay with the teacher. So if they're a wanderer, they might not be ready. Using Kleenexes independently, please, in this day of COVID-19, there's a huge difference between blowing and wiping. And I know if you have a four-year-old in your house, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So teaching them how to use a Kleenex, please. And if they can snap and button, that'll help reduce some of their frustration, because when it is time to go out to recess, the teacher can't zip and snap and button 25 kids up before we go out, because then our recess is over and we'll just take our coat off and move on to the next thing. So some independence. These are some things that will show that your child's ready for kindergarten.
Hi, everybody. I'm Trisha Butler, and thank you so much for taking the time to come tonight. One of the things that we really believe in as a team is the importance of teamwork. And so this is an important step in that, in all getting us on the same page of what's expected. So my role tonight is to just give you a bird's eye view of what the day as a kindergartner is going to look like. So these are approximate times that we went by this year for our schedule. And so I'm just going to go through a day and kind of give you an idea of what that rigor is actually going to look like for your child. So at about 7:50, the students are going to enter the classroom and they're going to have some chores that they do. So for instance, they're going to be in charge of hanging up their backpack, getting their lunch boxes out, turning any work that they have, making their lunch choice, and then getting to work doing some type of activity. And then by 8:15 in the morning, we're going to start with our skills strand. Now our skills strand is our literacy strand. And at the beginning of the year, we're really going to be working on writing strokes, helping your child learn how to hold a pencil, crayon correctly, writing his or her name, and also really working on learning those classroom routines. We do go a little bit slower in the beginning of the year so that everybody can get on the same page of what's going to be expected as we go throughout the year. The rigor does increase pretty quickly though. And by December, the students will have learned most of their letters and their sounds, and they will be starting to blend words and even read basic consonant, vowel, consonant words. So that's pretty exciting that by October to December, your child's actually going to be reading. Opens a whole new world for them, definitely. About 9 o'clock every morning, we do take an indoor recess, and we have a Go Noodle activity, which is a dance movement kind of activity. We encourage students to take breaks, and then we have a morning snack. And as Mrs. Bonzer was talking about, the students will be responsible for getting those snacks out, knowing what is their snack and which one they're supposed to eat for snack time. And then about 9:25, we dive into what's a pretty intense hour of rotations and small groups. So during this time, students are divided by their literacy abilities, and they'll rotate through. The teacher stays in the classroom the whole time, but the teacher is working with a small group of students, usually about 6 students. And so really our primary focus is on that group of students and helping them with wherever they are with their literacy needs. And so the rest of the students are working pretty independently at that time. Again, there is supervision, but we're focusing really on that small group. So during that time, students are gonna be working on an iPad activity. We use Lexia quite a bit, or ST Math. And then they do two independent work activities. Now, these activities often involve scissors and glue, so it's important that students know how to use those things appropriately so that things don't get cut that shouldn't be cut, and that they can stay on task and handle their needs during that time while the teacher's focused on that small group. About 10:25, the students go out to recess, and they get to run and play and get all that energy out, and then they go into the lunchroom. And as Mrs. Bonzer said, that's a time when it's really helpful if the students can open their own containers and stuff. There's supervision in there, but there tend to be a lot of kids with a lot of needs. So the more independent your child can be during this time, the better off your child's going to be and the more successful. And then another thing you can do is really work with your child when it's time to eat on making sure they're eating. We get a lot of feedback at the beginning of the year about students not eating because they're so excited to be with their friends during that time that they forget to eat lunch, and then all of a sudden it's time to go back to class. So just make sure that during mealtime you really stress, yeah, we can be social, but we also want to make sure that we're eating. About 11 o'clock, we'll return to the classroom, and that's where we begin our CKLA listening and learning or knowledge strand. And during this time, your child will be learning things about nursery rhymes, weather, seasons, plants, presidents, fables, short stories, or taking care of the earth. We focus on things like story elements, comparing and contrasting stories, and recalling information and making inferences about what the students are reading. After that, we transition into math, and throughout the year, your child's going to be learning counting, writing numbers, recognizing numbers, addition, subtraction, shapes, so lots of fun math topics. And then, a favorite time of the students, about 12:50, we go out to recess, and the kids, again, enjoy running and playing and socializing with the friends from the other classes. And then we go to enrichments, which is also a highlight of their day. And these include Project Lead the Way, which is a combination of technology and science-based learning. Then we also have a specific technology special, and we have art, PE, and music. And when we head back to the classroom, we have a working snack and writing activities, and then we pack up and about 2:50, and then we dismiss hand to hand. We have to see you every day so that we make sure that the students are going home with who they should be going home with and they're not getting lost, because we recognize that they're still young and they're still learning. So that's kind of what a day looks like. It is pretty exhausting and pretty intense, so they're tired when they come home, so just be prepared for that.
Awesome. All right. Well, hi, everybody. My name is Nicolette Harmon, and tonight I am going to share with you a variety of activities that you and your student can work on over the summer to help prepare for kindergarten. So first, you'll want to continue working with your student on his or her fine motor skills. So this includes pencil grip and using scissors. You can help your student practice fine motor skills by completing activities such as writing his or her name, coloring with crayons and markers, painting, cutting, using Play-Doh, tracing, and buttoning their clothes. So next, to help prepare your student to read, you can help build their phonological awareness by reading aloud to them, practicing rhyming, singing pattern songs such as Old MacDonald, and playing games like I Spy. So for example, you could be outside and you could say I Spy something with a mm sound and have your student search for what you're spying for. So then we also encourage you to practice the recognition of uppercase and lowercase letters, especially the letters that are in their names. You can complete fun activities such as reading alphabet books like Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. And Jack Hartman has some really fun videos on YouTube. And you can play games like memory, matching, and alphabet bingo. And then along with recognizing those uppercase and lowercase letters, exposing your student continuously to the sound of those letters will be a great benefit as well. Your student will want to practice counting and recognizing numbers to 10. So again, Jack Hartman has some really fun videos on YouTube that will practice number recognition. And then other ideas include going outside and completing a scavenger hunt, such as find 3 cars, 5 rocks, and like seven houses. When it seems appropriate, your student can practice counting, such as counting the buttons on his or her shirt, counting cracks in the sidewalk, collecting a number of items, or counting the number of toys that they pick up. And then there are a lot of number books that you can get as well to read aloud to your child, such as Counting Crocodiles. And then finally, working with your student on shapes and colors will help prepare them for kindergarten success. So this can be done by completing some of the activities that we talked about in various games, or you can just try your best to incorporate into your daily life, such as looking at the different shapes of the signs that you see when you're driving, or the color of items that you can find inside of your house. So while practicing these skills isn't necessarily mandatory, they're highly suggested to help your student prepare for the upcoming school year. And yeah, so that will conclude then my summer practice suggestions as well. So awesome.
Okay, mine is short and sweet. Okay, so this is kind of like a general overview of our e-learning that we're actually doing today. And if it happens, we will provide you with more information. If it's decided that e-learning is to be used, Remington School has a plan in place. Teachers will utilize online, offline learning technology and other resources to produce learning outcomes. Now, lesson plans using our school's curriculum will be sent using our school technology platform every day. And just like what Mrs. Butler said, we have CKLA and then we have Eureka Math. For our kindergarten, we include a must-do section, which will include our math and language arts curriculum and optional activities that you can do with your child. Activities will be different depending on the time of the year. And if this plan goes into effect, we will walk you through it. We're going to hold your hand.
So good evening. My name is Valerie. This is my third round of going through kindergarten with Remington Elementary. And so I just kind of wanted to give my perspective on going into kindergarten and what can maybe help you as a parent to get you better prepared for what your world's going to look like. So I would highly suggest that you get engaged, volunteer in the classrooms. That website is for D49 and their process of how volunteering works in the district. And look for other volunteer opportunities within the school, so the PTA, the SAC, anything that, if you're a parent and you want your voice heard, I would highly suggest joining a group that does just that, and get active in your community and your school and the district if that's what you choose to do. Keep your communication lines open with your students' teachers. So setting up that Dojo account is very handy. It's a very handy way to communicate with their teachers and to ensure that your kids are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. If anything is being missed in their backpacks, you'll have that as a good backup. And reading all of the emails and newsletters that come out, it might seem like a lot at first, but you'll get into a routine and understand that, like, the weekly newsletter that comes out, everything on there has a purpose, and some of it is just beneficial for the parents to kind of follow up on at home with their kiddos. As far as folders and homework goes, it was crazy to me the first year that we had a kiddo in kindergarten to see that in kindergarten there was homework and they were actually learning how to do things instead of just painting and napping and eating glue. There's quite a bit that'll come home, but as a parent, if you can manage some of that and be organized enough, you'll be just fine. And so understanding the difference that there is a Thursday folder that comes home with correspondence from not just the teachers, but the school and different community activities in there. And then their daily folder that comes home with either their completed work, or there might be also some work that they need to complete at home, which as parents, you can kind of set them down and help them. And even just that gives you a place to start when you're talking to your kiddos as far as what they did that day in school. And so make sure you go through all that paperwork. If there's anything that needs to be returned, make sure you're putting that back in their Thursday folder and returning it back to the school. That helps the teachers and the administration there a lot. So just trying to keep on top of that as a parent. And then lastly, just understanding the school schedule. They went through the whole schedule. It is very, very high tempo. That's also why I very stress
you know, to go in there and volunteer in the classroom and see what your kiddos are doing and how their day actually looks. The first time I went in for a whole day, I think I was more exhausted than my kiddo. And it was amazing to see, you know, just everything that the teachers are doing, the administration's doing, and the school to get your kiddo spun up, and just, it's amazing. So just understand that school schedule, make sure your kiddo arrives early, maybe on time, you know, I would shoot for early so that way they can get in, get their stuff done, and they can get prepared for that rigorous day that they're about to have. And then it's very important too, as a kindergarten mom, that I was there when a little before that 3 p.m. time frame, just so that way you can grab your kiddo, give them there's that hand-to-hand handoff with the teachers, and then making sure that they don't get lost in the soup when the rest of the school gets dismissed. So that's about all I have as a parent perspective.
I always forget that mute button. Thank you everybody for being here. I was looking at the chat. We have a lot of first time kindy parents, and this is such an exciting time. Sorry. And we will take care of your children. So I know that it's kind of scary at first, but we have an excellent staff. We all kick in together, especially for those little kindies. Some of this presentation, I was thinking, gosh, I'd be a little scared. Please don't be. We know they're not all going to be, we're exactly where we want them, but we're going to work with them. We're going to teach them, you know, how to do their snacks, and we're going to help them and support them. It's just, it would be, we're offering these suggestions that maybe you could do some of this stuff and support us over the summer. But I promise they will be loved, they will learn, and they will be supported by all of us. I want to also say that I do agree, and thank you to Valerie for coming and support. It's great to hear a parent perspective. They will be tired. We just giggle on how tired they are by the end of the day. It's a full day, but... you know, but and it's structured, but there's a lot of fun, and they get to go to specials and they get to go outside. We do constant breaks to be able to teach them transitioning, and they're going to have a great year, I promise. The parent portal is really important that it's updated. I'm not sure, Susie, do you guys know when, or anybody else, when they turn that on for kindergarten?
I don't, but I know that there, for all of these areas, there are documents on our Remington homepage about how to create that. And I believe they get an email sent with their account information and how to set that up.
Okay, that's really important. We rely on Parent Portal to communicate with all parents at our school. If your child is ill, our nurse and nurse's aide rely on that to get a hold of you. So we need accurate phone numbers, accurate addresses. Parents, if you're on the parent portal, you're the only people that we can release the child to. So it's important that anybody that's picking up, like somebody from daycare or anything like that, or an aunt or an uncle, that their name is on there. We check IDs when they're picked up early. So it's really important Parent Portal is updated. There's shots. Tammy Robb's on here. She can talk a little more about their immunizations, but it's we request that they're updated, and unless there's a release form they sign, if they're not receiving those immunizations. So our school nurse is on with us, and she can answer some of those questions. It is very important. They're going to have accidents. They're going to be a little stressed the first week of school, and we will call you and we will help them through that. But hopefully, you know, that we only have a few accidents. They should, really should be potty trained for kindergarten. And the and also in this time where we don't, it takes a teacher out of a classroom when we have issues like that, and or it takes our nurse away from a sick child. So it's really important that, and also the child gets very embarrassed. So we've got to work on that if they're not fully potty trained. Almost all kids are though, so. Other areas, attendance is very important. It's very important that your child is picked up on time, because we don't have, we don't offer supervision after school. And our front office staff is there, the ladies are eager to finish their day. So it's really important that they're picked up on time. And also that they start school with the rest of their peers. Birthdays, I'm not sure why I'm talking about this. I think it's the snack rule. Is that right? Okay. Please, please don't bring sugary snacks for birthdays. There's all kinds of health policies and district rules and state rules about that. So a healthy treat would be great. Volunteering, please. We welcome parent volunteers. We have a whole lot you can do, and it really helps us communicate. It really helps us connect with our community better. So please, please consider volunteering. And all of this will be covered in the fall again. We are so excited for this new class of kindergartners. And I wanted to add that I have a little note here. The kids will be mostly using iPads for technology. However, about once a week, they'll go into the computer lab. And even then, oftentimes they're on iPads, but then they'll be doing keyboarding. So they'll learn how to sign on to the computer using their lunch number, which you'll receive in the parent portal, will have that number. It's really, really helpful if you get them to kind of practice that. At first, the lunch ladies, they type in all the numbers, but eventually your child will learn their lunch number and they'll have it throughout their career in District 49. And I wanted to take the time to thank our parent volunteers and our teachers and everybody that came. So, Susie, did you have anything you wanted to share? She's not here.
I think you've covered it. I'm really excited. I love seeing the new kindergartners come in and how they blend in, and the teachers and the whole school supports these guys. So. We're happy that you're entrusting us with your kiddo and look forward to the fall.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you guys. Again, here's our contact information, and I know I'm gonna switch it over to Sadie now, and she can ask us any questions that you may have come up with during the presentation, and we'll be happy to answer those.
So the only question we have right now is that a parent is wondering about their student ID number, and Ms. Fillo touched base on it a little bit, but he wanted to know that we don't have the student ID number to set up our Dojo account. So can you go into more detail about that for us?
Ooh, wish T was here. Yeah, I think, I don't know, did you receive one when you registered in an email? If not, our registrar will be emailing all those, will email the access to Parent Portal, and then when you sign on, you'll see your student number. But I can get more information on that, and I will put it out on, I'll have it emailed.
And also on to sign up for Dojo, when your child actually starts, the teachers will provide a code for you to access the classroom Dojo. So you'll get that at the beginning of the school year.
Okay. And then kindergarten teachers often, I know Mrs. Ward, she puts a sticker with their number or a little pass, a laminated pass, so for their lunch numbers, for the hot lunch, or if they're getting a milk or a water or something. So please don't worry about that. We staff the lunchroom like you cannot believe the first couple weeks of school, so that we can
help kids get through the line, and then also how to open their spork, and, you know, and just, we help them a lot. There's what, probably 20 of us in there really supporting the kindergarten lunchroom. So they'll be fine. But the lunch number, that'll come. And as soon as I get more information on that, I'll have Miss T email that to all parents coming in. I'll write that down.
Okay. And then another question we have is, will you guys be doing testing before the kiddos are actually assigned to their teacher, like we normally have done in the past years?
Probably not this year, just given we're not sure yet about our, you know, what our falls, our opening of school is going to look like. We won't be doing that this year, but we will at probably within a few weeks. They're tested on DIBLs, which we'll just look for letter recognition and things like that. And that's when we'll do our beginning of the year testing. We test the entire school, and it's just a couple minutes.
Okay. And then we wanted to know, our school supply list, when will that be posted for parents?
I think for supplies, we usually put that in the Remington website. So I'm assuming it's probably by around, probably first week of June, they'll be able to pull that out of our Remington website.
If you see hand sanitizer, it'd be a good time to get it. That's always on the list, and that might be hard to find right now.
And then we have a question, is lunch provided or do they bring their own lunch?
It's your choice. We do have a hot lunch every day, and then there's a, it's like a fruit salad kind of bar, but it's, you know, it's not very, it's not huge, but they are provided a hot lunch every day. I'm not sure the price for it for the fall. And then if you are on free and reduced lunch, which we'll give you a form if you qualify for that, then lunch could be free. But yes, you can do either bring their lunch or you can buy a hot lunch.
Okay, and then we have a question. What is the earliest time that we can drop off our kids?
7:45. That's when we're supervised out there. We get out there about 7:40. I also want to let parents know about Base 49. That's that before and after school program, and it's in our building. There is a fee for it. I'm not sure what the fees are going to be for the fall, but they're on our website, on our district website, and it's called Base 49, and it's a before and after care. I believe it opens at 6 or 6. They're usually there when I think 6 o'clock until 6 o'clock. So for kindergarten parents, they will go to the classroom and for the hand-to-hand and pick up your child and bring them to the cafeteria for the aftercare program. If you are interested in that, I would suggest you contact them as soon as possible, because I know they fill up pretty fast.
Yes, they do. Okay, and then we have a question about how enrichments will be split up. So will there be different subjects that they get equal time of the day for? Can you talk more about the different enrichments that we have and how that works?
So there's one enrichment each day, and each class goes to a different one. So for instance, this, it might be like an A, B, C, D, or E day. And so if your child's in Mrs. Bonzer's class, they might have technology on Monday, and then the next day they might have Project Lead the Way, and then the next day they would have art. So they'll rotate through all of the specials, and then they start the rotation again. So every child gets the same amount of time with each special.
And for drop-off, where do you drop your kids off?
Can I go back to enrichments just one more time? I know that with art and music, they get a little more time with that because they actually split that hour in half, because an hour for kindergarten and PE, or I mean not art, music and PE, and actually an hour in music might be a little lengthy for them, so they do split the kindergarten class in half. Half the time they go to, so within an hour they might get 30 minutes of music and 30 minutes of PE.
Thank you. So currently for drop off, I'm not sure if you're talking about where we drop off or where you drop off. In the morning, you will drop your child at the front of the school. You can drive through in the kiss and go lane. And there are teachers on duty out there that will help them make their way to the building. You are certainly free to walk them to the front doors of the building. Siblings are free to walk the children to the other open doors in the building at the beginning of the school day. At the end of the school day, there are generally two locations where kindergartners are dismissed from. And I'm not sure about where the rooms will be located and the teachers will be located, but you'll get instructions on that during your class time with your teacher at the very beginning of the year. And it will be hand-to-hand like we've talked about. So you can't pull up and just wave and say, hey, send Bob along. Yeah, somebody has to come up and get your child from us. This keeps everybody safe and makes sure that nobody is lost and confused. And we will make it very clear to you. So be sure that you attend the classroom orientation, which we always provide for you right before school starts. So you're gonna have all of your questions answered, all of the information you need, before your child's first day of school.
Perfect. And then we have a question about more advanced kids. So if a child is tracking slightly higher, is coming into kindy ready to read, or their math skills are higher, what do you do?
Well, we have a whole team of interventions. So interventions also means meeting the kids, our higher level kids and our kids that are still beginning readers or just learning their letters. In kindergarten, we have quite a variety, and we will meet them at their instructional level. That is why we do so much progress monitoring and beginning and middle and end of year testing. But the progress monitoring is done consistently in math and in reading. And the whole purpose of that is to make sure that we're meeting kids at their instructional level. So when Tricia talked a lot about small group instruction, that's one time that they're met. They're also met in our math programs all throughout the day. And teachers, you can talk a little more about that if you'd like, how it looks in your classroom.
In my classroom, what I usually do is I try to, like what Mrs. Phil said, we try to identify them by testing them. And then when we figure out where they're supposed to be, normally we usually ask the interventionist to test them to see where they need to be. And so if their level is something a little bit higher than my regular one, then we usually try to get them into a first grade teacher. Small group.
Just for small group, for about 20 minutes.
Yes.
And then the teacher also differentiates within the classroom.
And when would you start interventions? Would you say roughly like the first month school in the school year, or are we starting earlier?
We like to start as soon as possible. So what we do is we start with the DIBELS testing, and then we start start breaking the groups up and interventions. So usually by the second or third week, not the first week. And with kindergarten, we do start a little later because we're trying to get them used to the routines and their teachers. But when did we start? About a month or 3 weeks in for kindergarten? I think it was later than the rest of the the grade levels. We start them just a little bit later, but it was within the first month of school.
Our math.
3 weeks.
Yes, about 3 weeks then. Yep. Okay. And then are we still teaching cursive?
We are not teaching cursive in kindergarten. Cursive, yes, we teach it, but it's a third grade skill. Sometimes some teachers start a little bit in second grade, but mostly third grade.
Perfect. Another question that we have is if there are any after school electives, such as sports for kindies.
We have the only group that I would say kindergarten really participates in is our little cooking club. Really, I'm telling you, they are so tired at the end of the day. We do offer after school tutoring for kids that we select for that that need some more support in reading. So that's a third or fourth dip for them, but we don't offer it for kindergarten. They are so tired at the end of the day. But there is cooking club, and that's a fee-based club. I think it's like $10 or $15. And can't think of anything else for kindergarten right now.
There's also Landsharks.
Landsharks.
Which is a running club, but I believe they meet before school, but that is open for kindergarten. Mm-hmm.
And there's also dance club.
Mm-hmm. Dance club, yeah. And that's in the morning that Ms. Bonzer, but she doesn't run that till second semester usually.
Question about what exactly is the math curriculum? What does that look like?
This is Jen Palazzolo. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So our math curriculum is Eureka. If you Google it, it's also called Engage New York. And it's a scripted math curriculum, but it's pretty amazing because it allows for differentiation for both learners that are still learning their numbers all the way up through, you know, if we've got a really advanced learner, we're able to differentiate within the same lesson through small group, through whole group. It also lends itself well to using manipulatives, which are hands-on materials. So it's been a pretty good curriculum. We have had this same curriculum for about 5 or 6 years at Remington and have seen the students grow pretty incredibly through that. So we use, again, Eureka, and then we also supplement that with a program called ST Math. And ST Math was originally developed for kids with dyslexia and learning disabilities. And so it doesn't have any words, it doesn't have any reading with it, so it eliminates that barrier completely, and it allows the kids to problem solve and use that part of their visual spatial reasoning part of their brain to problem solve through math problems. So Eureka and ST Math. The other cool thing too is ST Math is offering free accounts. So if you guys want to get on and check that out, you can go to stmath.com and I'll type that into the chat box and you can sign your kid up for free and kind of check that out before school starts as well. It'd be a great summer activity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jen. And Jen Palazzolo is our instructional coach for math.
I want to add too, as a teacher, with the Eureka Math, what I find is it's really a very, very good curriculum because we just don't teach them 2 + 3 = 5. What we're doing is we're trying to get them to think more. It's a critical thinking where they need to figure out how did you get the number 5 instead of just 2 + 3 = 5. And I find that very fascinating.
And I think that's it. Does anybody else have any more questions for our kindy team or staff?
I'm going to type my email address in here if anybody has any more questions. Also, I see the teachers have put theirs. Please feel free to contact us at any time. I just want you to know that we are so excited to have your children. Our kindy classes, they're like the heartbeat of our school. They're so cute and they're so fun. And to watch them grow from the first day they come to this time of year, it is amazing. So we're just very excited to have your children.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And this PowerPoint will be on our website soon. So if you want to look at it again, as well as there's papers about the parent portal with directions for that. About immunizations is under the nursing section of our website, as well as some more information about the importance of being potty trained. So those forms are all going to be found on our Remington homepage. All right, thank you all so much.
Where's my chips first? Where's my